Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You see, the underdog story is the realest story there is. Because when you come from nothing, you appreciate everything. You hustle different, you love different, and you lead different. So today, I want you to do three things. Stay humble. Never forget where you came from. Stay hungry. Keep that fire in your soul. And stay true. Always be real with yourself and the world. Because the world don't need no more copies. It need originals. And trust me, ain't nobody else that can do what you do like you do.
You have to disappear. Disappearing means doing the work. It means doing the work in the dark. It means building in private what you don't need to prove in public. It means doing the work when no one's watching. You stop worrying about what people think and start valuing what you believe. Because a life that looks good or sounds good is nothing compared to a life that feels good.
Consistency doesn't guarantee that you'll be successful, but not being consistent will guarantee that you won't reach success. An easy productivity hack: instead of spending time getting in the mood to work, just start working. Confront the work. People think they need perfect conditions to start, when in reality, starting is the perfect condition.
When you're built different than everybody else and you have this desire for more and this desire for achievement and this desire to win, everybody else looks at you like you're fucked up.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
Being bullied, coming from nothing, learning disability, messed up foundation. Life isn't fair at all. At all. So what are you gonna do about it? I knew that no one was coming back to help me. No one's gonna miracle me to be somebody special. All my situations were on me now. And solely on me.
Life isn't fair, is it? Doesn't appear to be very fair.
I don't even know if that's what we want. What are we built for?
It's tough duty to win the fair fight. And there's a lot of unfair fights out there. And why do I want to spend my time, if I got 24 hours a day, picking unfair fights when I mean, busting my ass to win the fair ones?
Life can be kind of difficult, right? You don't really know sometimes where you're headed. Nobody kind of gives you any kind of guidance in this world.
Does demanding that it should be fair make you stronger? Does saying that that person started further ahead of you in any way benefit you? No, because your actions are entirely independent from them.
No, it's hard. Life is hard. And you could either fold or you could get after it.
I call it the Rocky cutscene, and almost every successful person that I have ever encountered has gone through not a month or a year, but many years of doing work without reward, where they have to do things that other people find boring, and they have to sacrifice things that everyone finds interesting, that most people want to do during that entire season of their life. And they basically sacrifice a season of other things that they would prefer to do stuff that they would not prefer to do because of the one thing they want most.
And that's the thing you have to realize. Everything you do, you may have some support, you may not, but it's on you. You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre and everything's okay. But being a badass hurts real bad. We have to understand that. It shouldn't be fair. It's a trial ground. It's a testing ground. It's built to make us harder. It's built to make us as strong as we can, to test us, to drive us. So, mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. On the other end of suffering is a life that many people don't know even exists. It's a beautiful world because like the 40% rule, brains are keeping us in this box. Outside that box, on the other edge of suffering, which is all the others of that 40%, endless of opportunity. But we are afraid to go outside that box because in that box is comfortable. That's where all of our nice stuff, you know, it says, man, start digging. That's not fun. But when you dig your own path to all kind of stuff that's unknown.
So I think part of the challenges in life is a lot of us are running around half-assing ourselves, half-fooling ourselves, not full of ourselves, not studying ourselves enough, not holding ourselves to task enough, not patting our own self on the back when we do get what we want enough, not cracking our own whip on our backside when we do get out of line even though we knew better. I wish we were more full of ourselves that way.
But understand this, life is hard. No matter who you are, there are bumps and hits and bruises along the way. And my advice is to prepare yourself, because football lessons teach us that success and achievement come from overcoming adversity, and that team accomplishment far exceeds anyone's individual goals.
I want you to ponder these four questions. Here's the first one, and that's why. Why pay the price? Why work this hard? Why go this far? Why try to learn this much? Why try to do it all? Why try to see it all? Why try to have it all? Why do it? Why learn it? Why study? Why put yourself out? Why try to take on this much responsibility? Why develop yourself to the full? Why try to become all that you can possibly become? Why try to earn as much as you can earn? Share as much as you can share? Develop every skill you possibly can. See every human you possibly can. Go to every class you possibly can. Touch everybody you possibly can. Why do that much? Why go that far? Why share that much? Why give that much away? Why try to see everything? Why try to do everything? Why try to become everything?
Grind.
It's the grind does that.
Squeezes it
That's
out.
It. You're not grinding hard enough. If you're worried about something that someone did to you years ago, you're being a pussy to yourself, man. You're not getting out there and squeezing that fucking soul out every day.
Yeah.
If you grind hard, man, I got time to worry about your monkey ass. I ain't got time to worry about you, man. Because tomorrow, I got to go back to the grind. And tomorrow, I go back to the grind again and again and again and again. I don't have time to put you into the hate bank. There's no hate. It's all filtered out, man, through the grind. People don't get it. There's great joy in the grind. Great joy in the suffering. It totally cleanses your body out, man, of any kind of hate. It makes you grow up.
I didn't know what I really wanted until I just been pushed so hard. The COVID and school. My family, no family, not having a family, and I knew what I finally wanted, and I realized that I couldn't stop and care about small things together. I didn't really wait. I didn't want to wane no matter what, and that's drive, and that's why my YouTube channel, you know, starting off, it took me like 5 months to reach 1,000 subscribers. When I started making these videos, I lost subscribers because I had like 100 when I started. But I didn't care about that. Motivation would have stopped me right there. 5 months, no growth. Why would I continue? But no, drive. Drive got me through that plateau. Because you know what? After that 5 months, I got 1,000 subs, and then another month, I got 10,000 subs, and then 3 months after that, I got 50,000 subs. And that's what drive will get you.
The first question to ponder when you go home is why. Here's another good answer to why. It's the second question, why not? Why not see how much you can earn? Why not see how much you can learn? Why not see how many skills you can develop? Why not see what kind of person you can become? Why not see what kind of influence you can have? Why not see how many people you can rescue from oblivion? why not see how many people you can reach? I shared one of my goals with a group just last night. Here it is, one of my goals, to reach the peak of my skills by the year 2000. So I've got some work to do by the year 2000, turn of the century, turn of the millennium. I want to reach the peak of my skills by the year 2000, and then come the next century. I want to utilize those skills in touching every human I can possibly touch for the rest of my life. Those are some of my goals. I want you to establish some of your goals. I want you to give thoughtful consideration to your goals. And why not? If a farm boy can wander out of Idaho and finally arrive at this extravaganza, why not you? If Mark Hughes can walk away from the tough side of town and find a few people and make a dream come true, why not you? If we've got good health for many, why not the rest? If it's happened for you, why not others? And why not you? I want you to take that personal. Why not? Why not? You've got to stay here till you go. I mean, what else are you gonna do? Why not see how much you can do, how far you can go? Now here's number three. Why not you? I wish I could say that to each of you individually, but it would take a couple of lifetimes to sit down and talk with each of you individually. But I would rather do that. I'd rather sit down and talk with you and your family with the fire burning in the living room than to be standing on this platform. That's my true desire. I'd love to talk to you and your children face to face. That's what I'd really like to do. I'd love to spend a couple of days with each of you personally and pour out my heart, my soul, what's going on in my head, what's going on with me, see if we couldn't connect and find something valuable. But time doesn't permit for us to have those intimate conversations and get to know each other that well. So I've got to do it from up here. But I want you to take it personal. And my personal question to you is, why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you? And I'm here to say that I'm ready to pledge my support to make your personal dreams come true. I ask the question, why not you? But I'm not going to ask it and just walk away. I'm going to ask it and walk with you in this journey as we take Herbalife around the world. And now here's my last question. My very last question on the questions to ponder is, why not now? There never was a better time. Mark has brought Herbalife to an incredible mountaintop. He's brought Herbalife with the help of others who have brought it here. It has been brought to a special moment. Barcelona was special. And Orlando was outrageous. But I'm telling you, this extravaganza has been the most awesome thing I have ever seen. All of your cooperation, the way you have learned and listened and worked hard to get it all, I congratulate you for that. But Mark brought us here. And what a time now for us to take this dream and not let it die. Take this dream and give it life. Take this dream and breathe into it your own personal spirit, until finally it becomes a flame that burns around the whole world. Let's go do it now.
You say you are morally obligated to do remarkable things.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, I think partly because life is so difficult and challenging that unless you give it everything you have, the chances are very high that it will embitter you. And then you'll be a force for darkness and not good.
What do you think most people get wrong about motivation?
They think it's a permanent fix. They think it's something that is a constant. They think that maybe once I get it, I'm gonna hold on to it. It's nothing is permanent. Nothing is permanent. And a lot of times you have to learn to perform without motivation. You have to learn to perform without purpose. You have to learn to perform a lot of different things. And that's what people think. They think I need to have this motivation to work out, to study, to be better. So if they don't have it, They just don't fucking do it. And that's where you fail.
You can't be isolated, alone, without responsibility, and pursuing your hedonistic nonsense, and not be insane and miserable. Those are all the same thing, right?
Hard work looks horrible. It's not motivating. It's not motivating at all. It ain't like Rocky round 14, he gets knocked down and goes like this to Apollo Creed. It looks like a man being stuck in a fucking dungeon. And there's no fucking way out. But you have the fucking key. But you refuse to use it. And that's nothing motivating about that.
You have to be your best self and your least motivated. And that's the tricky part about all that shit. Motivation is just a word. You have to have these different things in your mind on where you want to go and know that motivation is not going to get me there. Because I'm not going to always be motivated.
It was never about running. Why do you think I run? It's the worst thing. I hate doing it more than anything.
Think about it. Every day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Wake up. I don't just run a mile, 2 miles. It's the one thing I hate the most to do, and I do it like I love it. 250, 60, 70, 300 mile runs at one time. No sleep. And every step, when I get to the, think about this, I get to the fucking start line, cussing at Jennifer. Why the fuck am I here? I hate this shit. After 70 some hours of running, every fucking question I ever had is answered.
And there's this quote from one of my friends, Alex Hormozy, that says, "You don't become confident by shouting affirmations in the mirror, but by having a stack of undeniable proof that you are who you say you are. Outwork your self-doubt."
Yes. Nailed.
Completely nailed.
Yes, because a lot of people will, and some of these motivational people out here, it's the funniest thing in the world to me, they'll go and say, "You wake up in the morning, pound your chest. Fucking look at yourself in the mirror and do all this fucking bullshit." I hope it works. What works for me is that everyday resume. The things I know I've accomplished, the things I know I've done, real hard work, the real calluses on my mind, the real calluses on my hands. That's it. You don't need to pound your chest in the mirror the fuck anymore if you have that.
The biggest risk to your future isn't your competition. It's the distractions you insist on keeping in your life, rather than doing the things you know you should be doing but aren't. People delay doing things they don't like for longer than it takes to do them.
It's this magical thing, purpose, that we're all looking for. But what's funny about it all is that we need these things to perform. But we don't take a second to realize the purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us, because the very purpose is you. You are always the purpose. There may be another purpose, like being a SEAL or going to college or whatever, but the main purpose in life is you. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself.
Bad things don't come in threes. Bad things happen, people don't know how to cope, and they allow one bad thing to snowball into more. Bad stuff sucks. The only thing worse is letting one bad thing ruin many good things.
But where do you go to? You wake up on a morning, it's cold, it's wet, it's dark, you've got no cartilage in your knee, you've got shitty shorts, whatever it is that's the issue today.
Keep talking.
You've got these problems, right?
I need you to keep talking about what you were just saying.
It's warm on the couch. Your missus says stay in bed. It's comfy. It's cozy. You've got work later on. You had an argument last night. You're slightly hungover.
Because I know every motherfucker ain't going to do what I'm going to do. With that right there, that fires me up. That makes me fucking happy, what you just said. That brings joy to my life right there.
Why?
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely.
I know of no better life purpose than to perish in attempting the great and impossible. The fact that something seems impossible shouldn't be a reason to not pursue it. That's exactly what makes it worth pursuing. Where would the courage and greatness be if success was certain and there was no risk? The only true failure is shrinking away from life's challenges.
Don't ever be ashamed of anything you've done in your life. Face it, fix it, make it better. We are humans. But then again, if you always think that we're humans, you will always just be a human and always make the same fucking mistakes. You must take this knowledge that you learn from. All this shit is knowledge. So I'm just trying to give people that strength to go in the archives of your life. Because while you're probably fucked up, there's probably something happened to you in your life. Go through the archives, dig it up, study it, and then use it for yourself. That's the main purpose for me right now.
You can do almost anything you want if you're willing to take responsibility for it, if you don't want credit. One of the most effective political maneuverers I've ever seen, woman who's, she's so brilliant, I won't tell you who she is, but she's so sharp, she's so brilliant, and she told me the last time I saw her, she's had her finger in pies for like 30 years, popping up in places you'd never expect. And I thought, I asked her, it's like, how the hell did you pull this off? And she said, oh, I decided 30 years ago that I could do whatever I wanted if I didn't want credit. And so that's exactly what she's done. And she's had a stellar career, stellar. And I've worked with other people who've done the same thing. It's very interesting. It's a very interesting thing to realize. You might say, well, why would I want the responsibility without the glory? It's like, hey, do you want the glory? Are you so sure that that wouldn't just get in your way? You know, there's something to be said for anonymity. And second, maybe you want the responsibility because that's the adventure. You actually get to do the thing that someone else just wants to take credit for. Well, maybe doing the thing is plenty of reward in and of itself.
Make up your own mission statement. What do you want to be in life? And once you do that, now you can work with somebody to get better. You can work with yourself to get better. But until you know what you want to stand for, you will always just be sitting down. You'll never stand for anything.
That's a good question, why? And you're the only one personally that can answer that question for yourself. You've got to have your own list of whys. Here's what I want you to do when you go home after you've left this extravaganza. Work on your list of whys. One of the big thrusts for success is to come up with a strong enough why. In leadership training, here's what we learned. If the why is powerful, the how is easy. But if the why isn't strong, if your goals aren't powerful, if the vision isn't clear, the old prophet said, without a vision, we die. Without a vision, we perish. Without a dream, we're nothing. From the movie, The Professionals. I listened to Bill Herron give his testimony yesterday from the movie, The Professionals. It said, we joined because we believed. We stayed because we were committed. We left because we were disillusioned. But we came back because we were lost. Without a dream, we are nothing. I'm asking you to sit down with your family and develop a dream strategy. I'm asking you to make a list of what you want. What kind of health do you want? What kind of skills do you want? Herbalife has got the ability to make it all come true, but you've got to decide, what do you want? What kind of income do you want? What kind of gifts do you wish to bestow? What kind of power would you like to have? What kind of influence would you like to have? I'm asking you to go home and work on the why. Spend some time as you fly over the clouds and over the ocean back to where you came from. I'm asking you to have a vision by the time you've reached home of why you want Herbalife to work for you, why you want this kind of income, why you want this kind of recognition and these kinds of skills. I'm asking you to develop your own list of why. Because if you can come up with a strong enough list of why, Herbalife can furnish the how. Now, here's number two.
Train! Oh, you're getting stronger, David. Come on, give me three. Give me three like that. Make 25. You can do it, you can do it. Come on! Oh, you're getting stronger. Two more. Come on! Come on! Congratulations. You achieved failure. Failure has been achieved, thank God. Now, the only place to go from failure is to win. You have to achieve failure. You have to take it that far. Nobody wants to go that far. It's too scary. But you know something? I got news for you. That's where winning is.
Tan the machine here. There you go. Nobody works like David in this house. 13, come on. 14, come on. 15, shut that muscle down. 16, come on. Get it. 17.
They don't know me, son.
Get it. 18.
They don't know me, son.
Get it. 19.
They don't know me, son.
Yeah. 20, you got some more.
They don't know me, son.
21. Yeah, get it again. Come on, we want to see it. Good. 22.
Who's going to carry the boats? In the logs.
That's you, buddy. Come on, 23. Come on, 24. One more, David.
Who's
one more
to carry the boats?
You're gonna do it. You're gonna do it. You're gonna do it. You did it. Yeah.
Who's gonna carry the boats?
You gotta fight it. You gotta move.
He's hooked. Damn, Ron, come on! What's the matter with you? There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow!
I know that better than anyone! I'm too weak for Class B. I'm not good enough. I know that much. I'm aware that I have no chance of beating you. No one needs to tell me anything like that! And yet, I must try. It's not about winning or losing. It's about me taking you on right here and right now!
But I ain't gonna lie, the hate gonna come. The hate, I was expecting the hate, bro, because when you doing better than niggas, niggas don't like that, bro. If you doing better than niggas, niggas don't like that, bro. Unless they know, the hate come when niggas know that they won't dare for you, bro. And they know that they don't know you or for me. And they know that you're not bringing them with you. That's when the hate comes for me.
I always love showing you guys this type of stuff, because I really want you to know that anything you can dream of is possible. It's not necessarily the house, but I wanted a life of friendship and fun and waking up and doing something I love every day, and that's what I get to do. Everyone talks about it in school. Like, everyone grows up saying, oh, imagine we all get a house together and we're YouTubers, but only like 0.1% of people actually do it. And it's really just about locking in and not accepting any other fate but what you want for yourself. No one sees the vision. Like, I knew it would go up and up, and I knew just be patient, and this is still just the beginning. I got a lot more dreams left to accomplish.
It's just amazing to see that he's done this. It's incredible that now it's his second home. Incredibly proud of Baylen and all that he's achieved and accomplished. And he just keeps doing it. And what's amazing is all of these dreams that he has had, he manifests them. He makes them happen. So now when he tells me I'm gonna do this, this, and this, in my mind I'm like, okay, yeah, it's gonna happen. We're in the very beginning, you know, you're of course thinking it's gonna be a really hard thing to do.
A lot of you out there watching right now will then be in my shoes and be able to do the same stuff. Literally anyone can. And that doesn't necessarily have to be YouTube. That can be anything. Follow your dreams.
Get on your shit. Get your shit together, bro. I'm doing it. You can too. I want you out here with me, bro.
I want to see you out here. I want to see you in them dunes right there, pulling up, making the same motivation. You can do it. You sitting on your ass right now. Finna order Uber Eats, waiting, rolling up a blunt, talking about, oh, I'ma make a video tomorrow when I make it, when I'm ready. Or oh, I'ma make a video when I get 10,000 subscribers. Fuck the 10,000 subscribers. Post right now. How you gonna get there? How you gonna make this money if you don't start right now? People don't never get to see this. I know niggas back home that don't know Dubai. What the fuck is they only read about this in textbooks? I'm living shit I seen in textbooks, bruh. I never thought I've only read about this shit in textbooks in school, bruh. My teacher would never think I'd be able to come out and see this shit, man. It's a blessing. It's a blessing, bruh. And you guys can do that too. I promise you can. On everything I love, this shit is possible, bro.
The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
I could have been great.
But of course, there's like times where like I literally like stare at my screen and like, well, I really want to click start streaming. And it's up to you. Like mentally, you got to be able to say, okay, no, take a break. You feel what I'm saying? Go relax. Or like, no, you're just being lazy. Like, come on, bro. You're just being lazy. I've done had times where I've done been lazy and been like, nah, but when I do spark it, it ends up being like the craziest stream ever. Like, that's the thing about streaming is like, it could be that day and you would never know like where some crazy shit would happen. Like,
right.
There's always some crazy shit happening when I'm streaming.
Right. But you never know if it, the day that you decide, you know what, fuck it, let me not do it.
Yeah.
You might have just lost out on one of the greatest moments.
Yeah, greatest moments ever.
I never forget one time I was running by a graveyard. And I was fucking just trying to become, I was fat. And I ran by a graveyard and I looked out there and I have all these epiphanies, man. I have all these fucking moments of like, of it's crazy, man, of just thought. Cause I'm always by myself and always deep fucking thought about how to be better. And I look out there, I'm like, man, I wonder how many of you motherfuckers in there fucking just are so upset with how you lived your life.
Mm.
And fucking just regret how you lived it. And I'm running a 300-pound man thinking, man, don't fucking die like this, bro. Don't die like this. So people wonder where this shit comes from me. It comes from such deep thought of trying to see what this is all about. What is this life all about? What am I all about? Why am I here? You know, I had to find purpose.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou. For you to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.